Good morning, French Perkin, bloodandfaith.com, August 20th, 2020. I want to expand a little bit upon the idea about y'all being in a cult. Cults are, I'll define a cult as an organization from which if you enter, you can't leave. The punishments are very harsh if you disobey the laws. The punishments are extremely harsh if you leave the cult. The leaders are overlords, and they will make you think that you're doing good things, but you're just really a slave. And I have to say that I think the modern world has ended up that way a lot. We live in a big, giant cult, and the cult leaders are they're the university professors, and it trickles down from there. They're the high priests of the religion. The university professors are the high priests of this global cult. It's an antichrist theocracy. You live in an antichrist theocracy. They're antichrist. And they will tell you what you can say, what you can't say, what you can think and what you can't think. They're the ones that are going to tell you what the truth is. They're going to tell you where we came from and where we're going. They're going to tell you meaning and morality. And they're going to define the boundaries of your existence. And they're the priests and the prophets. They're the high priests of this global antichrist theocracy, and it is a cult. And then it filters down from there. You have obviously on a university, you have the student groups that are, you know, back in my day, there were the radical student groups, the Revolutionary Communist Youth Brigade, and things like that. And on the university today, they enforce the social norms. I've lived in places where you had the morality police whacking people's ankles with canes if they don't dress a certain way, or if they don't act a certain way, or if women wear short sleeve shirts. On the university campuses, you've got the same thing. You've got these groups, the morality police, and they'll be happy to go and tell you and scream in your face and assault you physically if you don't abide by their morality. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I think we're waking up in the United States, and we're gonna see a rejection of this, a wholesale rejection of this morality police. These are the student groups that will burn buildings and cause riots on campus if a speaker shows up that's not a participant in their cult. I'll give you two examples. Ann Coulter was one. She is the blonde-haired white woman who, I guess, is a conservative, and she went to speak on some campus, probably California. And they had riots and burnings, and the university, instead of protecting the right to free speech, they kowtowed to the morality police. And they said, yeah, no, we don't want you after all. It's not worth standing up for free speech on this university campus at all. The other is Milo, a guy named Milo. I can't pronounce his last name, but he is another white guy, homosexual man, according to himself. And he tried to speak on a university campus, and it was the same thing. You had the little morality police running around. They call themselves the Social Justice Warriors, or the Antifas, or the BLMs, or the Students for a Democratic Society, whatever morality tag they put on themselves. And they riot, and they rioted, and they burned, and they caused a havoc, and they acted like spoiled little children, the little goody-two-shoes students. And as a result, the university caved and said, well, you know, no, it's too much work for us to protect the right to the freedom of speech on this campus. So there's no freedom of speech on the campus. And this is their goal. It's complete and utter control. It's a totalitarian system. The cult is a totalitarian system. And the universities are an experiment in it. They're the leading waves. The mores and the philosophy of a civilization come out of the universities. These are the high cathedrals of a civilization. And this was true 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, the Christian church ran the universities across Europe. 400 years ago, Harvard was founded as a place to train ministers of the gospel. So was Yale. But these institutions have been taken over by a different religion, by a cult. And now you have your antichrist theocracy. The very thing you feared is what you got. You feared a Christian theocracy, you got an antichrist theocracy. And they will burn and kill. And we're seeing this across the United States today. If you don't, it's not enough to, these days, keep your mouth shut. You better agree with them. And otherwise, you risk violence. Man was murdered in Portland the other night for being in the wrong place in the wrong time in the wrong place. It did so happen that he was white. It did so happen that the guy that murdered him was black, which will probably not raise any interest in the mainstream media. And so you've got this, the analogy between the fascists and the brown churches has been taken a little too far. I really don't want to bring it up, but these guys are out there enforcing their cult's values on unwilling people, and so they're burning down cities. They've demonstrated and burned on the universities. They're murdering people. They're calling for the murder of more people if you don't submit and obey to their cult. Unfortunately, a key part of their cult's belief is that whiteness is bad, that whiteness has to be eliminated and extinguished. And one of the key prophets of that cult, I need to get his name to you, but it was a Harvard University professor. And he made his name by writing a book on how to destroy. He wants to destroy whiteness, the whole concept of being white. And this is evil. This is evil. Man, this is just evil. And what's amazing is, you know, all the white people joining this cult. And they get out the whip and they start whipping themselves on the back. They're whipping themselves on the back saying, you know, I'm an evil man. I'm an evil man. And they grovel and they crawl around on their knees, on their hands and their knees, kissing the feet of somebody that's not white in order to prove to themselves and to their religious leaders that they've repented from their sin of being white. This is hideous. This is hideous. What kind of cult are you guys in? You know, wake up, free yourself. This is a cult that says it's good for a boy to emasculate himself and take hormone shots to be what he is not. And we take that seriously? How can you take that seriously? How can that be taken seriously? This is a cult. It's a cult. And you've got cult leaders and you've got people that enforce the values of the cult. If you speak against it, you will be physically attacked. You can lose your job. You can lose everything. How is it that a boy can't be a boy and a girl can't be a girl anymore? And from the youngest ages, you've got these cult members out there telling us that we need to convert to their cult and raise our kids as non-binary. There's nothing. You can't get any worse than this. And I'm trying to get people to wake up and see how bad it is. Homosexuality. I don't care. I don't care what Johnny and Freddie do in their own closet when they're 45 years old. But when you're trying to raise children, and you're trying to raise boys and girls, that's a no-go zone. That is a no-go zone. And if you're an atheist and you believe we got here in evolution, how can you possibly believe in homosexuality? How can you possibly believe that? If that was true, then those genes, it's impossible for those genes to be passed on. Impossible, because they cannot breed. And if you believe in God, well, in the beginning, God created a man and he created a woman. And when the man was alone, he made a perfect mate for the man and he gave him a woman. So this is going to be your helper, a female unit to the male unit. So whether you're on one side or another, promoting homosexuality is the value of the cult. It's the value of the Antichrist religion that you're living in. So I'm asking you to be a rebel, man. Get out of the cult. Get out of the cult. Let alone transsexualism and all this other nonsense. And you're going to hate white people? You're going to hate white people? I'm a white person. I'm a white people. And you participate in this? And you know, we go to work and we see all these training things where we're going to get indoctrinated into the cult. you know, about microaggressions. You might microaggress somebody. My existence is a microaggression. You've got to realize that. The fact that a white man exists is a microaggression. And they say that. That's why there's white spaces in universities. White spaces. There's white free spaces in universities. They make safe zones in universities where no white people are allowed because the existence of white people is an aggression to them. And that's gone mainstream. The cult has gone mainstream. And so in our work environments, we got to go to unconscious bias classes and learn about microaggressions when my existence is a microaggression to them. They look at me in horror and they recoil. Come on, people, wake up. Come on, white people, get out of the cult. Stop participating. You're bending over backwards to please them and make them happy and trying to see their side of the story. And the end is your own destruction and slavery. The end is your own destruction and your own enslavement. Get out of the cult, man. You owe them nothing. You owe them nothing. Don't apologize. I got low power mode, folks. I got low power mode, folks. I'm going to have to make this section shorter than I wanted it to. But get out of the cult. Stop apologizing. Jesus Christ faced cult leaders when he was on earth. He did. And we're going to talk about that in part two. Jesus Christ faced cult leaders, and he offered people the option. He said, hey, man, you got to get out of that cult. You're in a cult. I'll set you free. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Part two coming at you real soon, August 20, 2020. Bye.